Hi, welcome back to Edge Got In podcast, and we're grateful that you're taking the time to pause and edge God into your day-to-day living. Today, we're beginning the first of a four-part series on emotional intelligence, and this is a very powerful study that will give you an awareness, insight into your own ability to even be aware of your emotions, your strong emotions, the weaker emotions, those emotions that reflect the highest good of the person you're committed to being in Christ, and those emotions that sabotage you as you're working through your experience in Earth School. The first step in emotional intelligence is that of self-awareness. The second step is your ability to manage, effectively manage in Christ, what you become aware of that exists in your interactions with life, emotionally speaking. The third step is your awareness of other people's emotions. And the fourth step is how well do you manage the emotions of other people? That is a huge invitation for release on many levels. So coming back to the first step of self-awareness today, I just ask that you open yourself up to objectively having high noticing around those reactions to life that don't honor the person you're committed to being in Christ, that don't champion your potential in Christ. In fact, they have an animalistic, animal planet type expression that will flatline your efforts and intentions to make God recognizable and to edge God into your life. So let's begin in prayer together. Come with me and we'll open our hearts and invite God's wisdom into this very, very powerful subject matter that we're going to be entering into today. Holy Spirit, grant us wisdom. Give us the ability to see ourselves as the person you have created us to be. Father God, you promise to provide us with all of the resources necessary to be able to step into the calling, to be able to step into your will in our mind, in our emotions, in our reactions, responses to life. Help us to see ourselves as you see us, rather than how we judge ourselves. We give you permission today to remove everything within us that is not of you, that does not glorify you or make you recognizable in our lives, our judgments towards self and others, our conclusions about life that are based on story versus reality, based in assumptions, based in those desires that for self-gratification and self-glorification rather than making you recognizable, including assuming and mind reading. We are nothing without you, Lord, and we give to you all that we are. We give you permission to override us when we start to jump in the passengers out of the passenger seat into the driver's seat of our lives. We give you permission to override us and bring us back to that place where you can guide us into the fullness of life that you died to give us. Thank you, Father God, that you are with us. May the words of my mouth, the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight. Lord, you are our rock and our redeemer. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Self-awareness. Let's jump in. The first step of learning self-awareness is found in asking yourself three simple questions. Who am I? Why am I here? And what will it matter? In the rest of this Bible study, we're going to be just exploring the different aspects in the scriptures that back up those three questions. The first question, who am I? What does the Holy Scriptures, the sacred scriptures say about who we are, our sense of identity? First in John 1, verse 12, it says, to those who believe in his name are given the right to become the children of God. So there's our first clue in terms of our identity. We are children of God. We have received a spirit of sonship, daughtership in Abba Father, this spirit that testifies that we are literally the children of the living God, as we're told in Romans 8, verses 15 through 16. In 1 Peter 2, 9, it says that we're part of a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God. These are very powerful scriptures to store in your heart, because you will get bumped. It's not a matter of if or when. Your identity will get bumped by something that somebody says or doesn't say, probably within the next 24 hours, if not the next 2 days. We cast our identity into other people's reactive behavior so quickly, and this is such a huge component to self-awareness, without judgment, simply increasing our awareness of when do you lose your ground? What knocks you off of your space, your connection with God, your desire to serve God, where you go from that peace that passes all human understanding and you're flipped into an animal planet moment when you're clawing and kicking your way out of a situation and your words start to spew out ugly words, defensive behavior, or stonewalling behavior, which are the three main blocks to effective relationships. So to store these three verses into your heart, first, or John chapter 1, verse 12, Romans 8, verses 15 through 16, and one of my favorites, 1 Peter 2, 9. When you do get attacked, to simply pause and rebuke, bind, cast out the attack of Satan that prowls around like a roaring lion looking to take you out. He knows your vices and your triggers. So to simply pause and invite the power of the Holy Spirit in and rebuke, bind, and cast out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, so that you can return to that peace that passes all human understanding and to the highest place of self-awareness, your ability to see yourself in that animal planet moment actually gives you the ability to choose your response, to take a deep breath, to drop in a stress relief technique, to calm the body. It's important that we address stress where it manifests. In 125 thousandths of a second, as soon as you feel threatened, your body will respond with a fight, flight, or freeze mode. You will implode, explode, edit yourself, use ugly behavior, ugly talk, defensive behavior, or stonewalling activities as a protection mechanism. So as quickly as possible, when you are aware of those things that trigger you, this is the first step in emotional intelligence, basically being intelligent around how you express yourself when you are faced with a challenge, a setback in your mind. It's a label, all these labels that we place on undesirable outcomes. So to bring yourself back into the presence of God through deep breathing, tapping on your thymus, which is located at the base of your neck. There's a U-shaped dip. Using your three fingers, just simply tapping lightly. We naturally gravitate toward this as a self-soothing technique, particularly in the South when we're embarrassed or upset or overwhelmed. Simply tapping on that spot and remembering, that's right, I'm not my circumstance, I'm not my struggle, the opinions of other people. Having high noticing is this first phase of emotional intelligence, and it's simply being aware of you. Metacognition, thinking about thinking. The second question, first one is, who am I? We are a child of God. You are part of a royal priesthood, a holy nation. All things are possible for you. Second question, why am I here? Why am I here? In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 20 through 21, it basically speaks about the fact that we are Christ's ambassadors. We are literally carrying his presence into the world. We are making God recognizable. This is our highest purpose. It's the Great Commission that Jesus called his disciples to, the Great Commission to go forth and to spread the good news, to share the gospel, live the gospel, and evangelize the gospel in your words, your thoughts, your deeds, and actions. Because as has been said by many of the spiritual mystics and saints in the past, that you are to many people the only Bible and the only presence of Jesus Christ that they will ever experience. And so to understand your highest calling, to be a missionary of love, to be the one that says, yes, God, as God's eyes search the whole world looking for someone to use. You have your hand up in the front of the classroom. Pick me, use me. And God uses everybody that is willing. And this is shown through who he picked to be his closest team. He picked 12 people, the most unlikely people, who had serious anger management issues, had self-esteem issues, who had greed guiding their life, comparison, jealousy. And he says, I choose you. Come follow me. And so we are here first and foremost to make God recognizable. We are God's children, as we read in 1 Peter 2, 9, part of a holy nation. We're here to declare the praises of God in the midst of the darkness, to be able to show people that it's possible to dance in the eye of the storm. I remember coming home from giving my hair away after going through advanced cancer. And I remember editing myself for fear that I would cause pain in my children's lives. And my mom said something very wise to me at that point when I was sitting in the front seat after they had cut my hair off and I gave it away. My three kids, 8, 10, and 12, were with us in the car at the time. And she simply whispered to me something I'll never forget. She said, don't withhold from your children the opportunity to see their mother choose life, choose restoration, and give herself permission to be real in the midst of the eye of the storm and to choose Jesus in the midst of all of it. And from that moment on, I invited my children into authenticity, giving yourself permission to feel any and every emotion and speaking the truth in love without fear, to move through emotion like a leaf on the stream, knowing that the one who calls you is faithful and he will also equip you with the resources necessary to successfully move that emotion through your system so it doesn't get stuck in your biology. And as I burst out into tears, my three kids, as my mom parked the car, jumped to the front seat, running their little hands through my hair, the little patches that were left of my hair. And my little daughter, I'll never forget, said, Mommy, don't cry. Your soul still, my son said at a later time in that day, when he saw me crying, he said, Mommy, don't cry. Your soul still has hair. And my daughter at that time said, Mommy, don't cry. Your hair will grow back and like the grass and maybe it'll have flowers. So when we give ourselves permission to feel safe with vulnerability and to make God recognizable, even in the uncomfortable, then those pieces of a conqueror's mindset become resurrected when you are literally trained in the trenches of life. And you choose God, boots on the ground in the midst of the darkness, and you learn with the guidance of the Holy Spirit and the assistance of the heavenly realms to dance in the eye of the storm. Then you are equipped to be called to the front lines, to be used for huge, huge purposes and spreading God's message and God's love in this world. You have value. This is part of your emotional self-awareness and emotional intelligence, is that you're first and foremost to be aware of the value you have in Christ. Who am I? Why am I here to make God recognizable in this world? Who am I? I am a child of God. I am a child of God, and I am here to make God recognizable in this world. What will it matter is the third question. Why will this even matter? I remember contemplating my death when I was told I only had 5 more years to live back in 2006. And I remember thinking, and I still to this day, when I'm caught in conflict and I'll feel that my emotional intelligence, my self-awareness is slipping as I'm farming my identity out to circumstance and the opinions of other people and a place of the struggle versus giving God authority to be the one that defines who I am and what I'm capable of accomplishing. I remember coming back to this during that time of hardship and realizing that if I ask myself one simple question, what would I want to do in this moment? In this moment, if I was on my deathbed. So it's living life backwards. It's deathbed wisdom. Many of the saints have done this, and spiritual mystics throughout history have lived life backwards by that question. What decision would I have wanted to make today, or would I want to make if this was my last day on earth? Or if I was on my deathbed looking back, what decision would I wanted to make this matter, to bring this circumstance from baser definition to higher ground? Why will it matter? It will matter in all of eternity for the sake of salvation of souls. Your choice to live life for Jesus on a day in and day out basis makes the difference, all the difference, for the sake of salvation of souls. And that's why I'll often say, do not waste your suffering. Do not waste your suffering. Lift it up for the sake of salvation of souls for somebody who's going through something similar as you were going through. I remember when I was in acute pain one time after a difficult surgery, and I was caught up in the pain. I gave the pain authority to define my capability. And the Holy Spirit spoke very gently and firmly to my self-awareness, the first phase of emotional intelligence. Do not forget who you are. Do not waste your suffering. Use this to increase and expand your ability to pray with passion and empathy, the ability to step into another person's experience in life and to lift up your suffering in a prayer. I lift this up for the sake of salvation of souls. And we have that ability to make our life matter, even the suffering, to give it bigger purpose, pull it out of the circumstance, and attach it to something much bigger than ourselves. Now, to move through the phase of reflection, so we've just learned some new pieces of information here, and we're reflecting upon them, and this is the second stage. We have a five-step process of learning and applying and maintaining information, new information. This next phase of reflection, simply ask yourself some questions to increase the acuity, your sensory acuity, your mental acuity, basically your awareness around, who am I? Take some time, take an empty piece of paper and simply answer that question, who am I? What are my strongest drivers in life? Those things that move me to want to engage. What am I moved to engage in that lights me up? What am I moved to engage in that I find myself in that literally punches my lights out, that causes me to forget my worth and value and capability? Why do you think you are gifted with another day of life? As you reflect on who you are in Christ and why you're here, take your curiosity, just come with me a little bit further on this and explore, because this will reveal the amount of self-awareness you have upon your purpose in Christ. Take your curiosity a little bit further and explore the amount of time you spend worrying about what other people think, along with other achievements. Ask yourself these questions. What emotions hold me back from my identity in Christ? What emotions cause you to edit yourself, to silence speaking the truth? There's a difference between wisdom and silence of the Holy Spirit and silencing because of fear, doubt, and worry. Self-awareness is the first step that allows us to be able to shine the light of our awareness on our specific behavior and how much we are aware of who we are, why we do what we do, what is the fuel behind what lights us up, what is the fuel at what literally flips off the lights in our interior castle. And so as we focus on this and take some time to reflect on this, and there's a one sheet with these questions that you can simply just take them for journaling questions this week to be able to reflect upon. Another good question to ask yourself is around your to-do list. How do I feel when I don't complete my to-do list? This will reveal attachments to you. Attachments are simply an emotional state of clinging due to the belief that without accomplishing something, or achieving something, or having something, that you lose your worth and value. This is a huge self-reflection that allows for higher emotional intelligence, because when you see what causes you to trip and stay stuck and hold you back from ease and grace, breathing deeply and living and moving and having your being in the freedom of Christ, when you become aware of those things that are stumbling blocks in your emotional acuity, then you're able to adjust, identify and adjust, which is the next stage. You identify and you write down those specific aspects of reactive behavior in your life that don't make God recognizable in this world. I made some serious adjustments around a program that I had running underneath the radar, my mental radar. Even though I'm not perfect, I am willing to deeply and completely love and accept myself and see myself as Christ sees me. Holy Spirit, grant me the grace to feel that I am enough, even though I'm not perfect. Thank you that you died for me in the midst of sinning. You died for all of us, not when we were perfect, but when we were in the midst of sinning. And so to be able to give yourself, offer yourself by the grace of the Holy Spirit, that acceptance that perhaps you do have a perfection program, which is why your to-do list will rule your life rather than Christ. So identify those reactive behaviors that set you back in life. Commit to adjusting your perceptions around those specific reactive behaviors to include your most valuable possession, your own will to choose your identity in Christ and your ability to identify and adjust those behaviors which don't align with the person you're committed to being in Christ. With Jesus, you lack nothing, and your awareness of self gets lost in his love and purpose for you. And you regain your confidence, as St. Therese of Lisieux said, and I have this in my office, "My way is all love and confidence." This self sense of self-identity that comes in the first phase of emotional intelligence comes when we attach our identity to every word contained within the sacred scriptures and the power of the Holy Spirit to be able to fill ourselves with Jesus Christ of Nazareth in communion with him in the Eucharist, the ability to become more like Christ by receiving him into our lives fully. Then we step into integrating. There's a simple activity that you can do to help you integrate these those specific behaviors that you become aware of as you watch you do life. This is your self-awareness. And this is the integrating piece. You just simply fold a piece of paper lengthwise, and in the first column, just write down your response to this question. This is a very revealing question. I feel most loved when. I feel most loved when. This is a self-awareness question. And just without judgment, just and without editing, just write down whatever comes to your mind. I feel most loved when this, that, the other thing. Just list it on that one side of the paper. And then on the other column, the second column, simply write down, I feel most accepted when. This information, once you've taken time to answer these two questions, and perhaps this is your one grab and go from this specific podcast, Edge God In podcast, we usually can grab 1 to 3 pieces of information. Perhaps this is one of them. These two questions, they'll be very, very revealing to you and give you a lot of self-awareness and opportunity for shift in your life. The information, it'll give you that opportunity to integrate those activities that refuel your sense of identity. You will find when you answer the question, I feel most loved when, and I feel most accepted when, it will also reveal to you those emotional responses and perhaps those programs and belief systems that are basically fueled by selfish ambition and vain conceit. For example, I feel most loved or I feel most accepted when people tell me that I've done an awesome job. Affirmations in and of themselves are absolutely beautiful when they are received from the Spirit versus the flesh. The flesh clings to affirmations. The Spirit receives and releases with gratitude. And when they start to replace your identity in God, the affirmations, you render yourself extremely vulnerable to rising and falling depending on how the world judges you at that time. Again, coming back to self-awareness in the first step of emotional intelligence, this is the gateway through which we become capable of allowing God to make himself recognizable in life or not. We cannot, I cannot, you cannot give out to the world around you what you do not take time to nurture within in your own interior world with God. So what do we do to maintain these self-awarenesses? Perhaps you've captured some ways that you feel most accepted and more most loved that you want to expand in God, because they make God recognizable. They give you the opportunity to remember your identity in Christ, and it also gives you the opportunity to reflect upon your ability to overcome in Christ, and your reason why you're here, to make God recognizable in this world. When you have that information, you can reflect on it the last 3 minutes before you fall asleep. The way the mind works, whatever you reflect upon the last 3 minutes before you fall asleep actually drops into the subconscious mind and reemerges the next day with more power behind it. This is why prayer and meditation, meditating on the scriptures particularly, praying the scriptures into your life before you fall asleep, is such a powerful practice, because it drops into your subconscious and reemerges the next day. Even if it's just one scripture, "I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength." Or for the sake of today's study on your identity, "I am part of a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God," and praying that into your life. "Dear God, help me to remember that I'm of royalty. I am a part of a royal priesthood, a holy nation. I belong to you. All things are possible for me." So for the next week, or let's come to 3 weeks. It usually takes about 66 days or more, but let's get the ball rolling mentally in your neuroplasticity of your brain to commit for the next 3 weeks, every time before you fall asleep, 5 to 10 minutes. I know on the sheet it says 3 minutes, but 5 to 10 minutes, do an examination of consciousness. St. Ignatius of Loyola was masterful at these. Pause and notice how aware you made God recognizable in your day. Just taking one day at a time, and perhaps this is your takeaway. Commit to the 5 to 10 minutes before bed. Pause and notice. Simply ask yourself, how did I make God recognizable today? Was my identity, my sense of worth, value, and capability in what I did, in my to-do list, or in who I am in Christ? This is a time of very high noticing around how you showed up in life. What worked for me in terms of my personal responses, my assumptions, conclusions about my daily events, and what didn't work for me? Withholding all judgment, simply observe what pops up and bring it all before the Lord in prayer, and observe and commit to expand those self-reflections that are working out for you and supporting your desire for making God recognizable in your life and in your relationships. This specific practice is very, very powerful, and perhaps this is the one takeaway for you, is to commit to this for the next 3 weeks, to do an examination of consciousness. What worked for me? What didn't? How did I make God recognizable? And what is my intention over the next 24 hours? As you pull this through and get the brain, the neuroplasticity of the brain, through firing new thoughts over and over again to change the messaging systems of your brain, so that when you have life coming at you, and it's throwing stones at you at times, it seems like that, or the boat is sinking and the waves are growing taller, that you've spent time with self-awareness so much so that the strength within you is greater than circumstance, and you are able to rise up and walk on water rather than to sink with the circumstances around you in your life. This is why studying and reflecting upon the emotional self-awareness, emotional intelligence, is such a powerful, powerful practice. So enjoy your practice. And this will be a recording that perhaps you can listen to more than once. You can also download the one sheet on edgegotin.com, as well as look at the notes that are specifically aligned and attached to this podcast, this Edge Got In podcast. Thank you for making the time to Edge Got In. Take this along with you. Share with those people, and remember your purpose here. Your identity in Christ is part of a royal priesthood, a holy nation. You belong to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords for the purpose of making God recognizable in this world. and to be able to share the gospel message for the sake of salvation of souls. Father God, we just thank you so much for this time together. We just ask for your favor and your blessing. Help us to have high noticing, to be self-aware, to watch why we do what we do, to be aware of those things that make you recognizable, to be just as aware of those things that don't make you recognizable. Thank you, dear God, for the opportunity to begin again 100 times a day, that 70 times 70, as far as the east is from the west, as red as the snow gets, you make our sins as white as snow, simply by our intention and our confession before you and our desire to walk closely with you. Thank you for loving us, Lord, and thank you that all things are possible with you and through you. In Jesus' most precious name we pray. Amen. Give him heaven, and we look forward to the next phase of the emotional intelligence. The first one was self-awareness. EQ, emotional intelligence, is referred to as EQ. And the next phase that we'll explore is self-management. What do we do with all these emotions specifically once they pop up? How can we manage them in a way to edge God back in? And that will be the next podcast. God bless you. Enjoy your gift of life. You can visit us again, edgegodin.com.